Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We are so delighted that you have joined us again on tonight. We are actually preparing to come to a close, and we're so grateful of our 30-day time of prayer and watch. We bless the Lord for those of you who have been in this time of prayer consistently. We believe that by faith the Lord is blessing you, even as he's also blessing me as well. We thank you for the opportunity to come into agreement with you. We do not take it for granted when we can connect with light believers in prayer. We are certainly living in a day and in an hour where it is so, so important that we pray for each other and we pray for the causes and the cares of our community. We see the condition and the state of our nation, and some may even say that we're in a state of emergency when we look out at what's happening in the world around us, when we pay attention to what's happening in legislation, when we look at our judicial system, when we look at our economy, when we look at our society as a whole, when we look at our young men and we look at our young women. For many of you, and I know for myself as well, it's enough to make you want to weep. It's enough to cause you to cry out, and I'm so glad that the scripture says that, you know, the priest ought to lay between the porch and the altar. And we believe that by faith we are taking that position. We're taking up that position as those who will lay between the porch and the altar. We're taking that position as the watchmen that are on the wall, that the scripture says they will not cease to pray until there is a change. And so we just believe that as we are praying, that God is moving. God is moving on our behalf. God is answering our prayer. God hears your cry. He hears my cry. And because we believe that God hears our cry, we believe what the scripture says, that the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to our prayers. So I thank the Lord for believers who believe in praying. I thank the Lord for those, hallelujah, who still believe, hallelujah, that God's heart is towards the righteous, hallelujah. And so I just want to read first Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, and then we're going to have our opening prayer. I'm asking you now, as you are listening in, that you just begin to pull your hearts and minds, your spirit on one accord, as we are uniting together in prayer, as we bombard heaven at the close. As soon as I complete reading this scripture, we're going to have our prayer opened up by Pastor Sabrina, and then I will follow her with the closeout. And you know, as I close out, I always open the line so that those of you that are on the line with us, that you can join in, and with one mighty voice, my God, I love the sound of unity, and with one mighty voice, we will go before the Lord and we will tear down the high places. I still believe in the power of prayer. Ezekiel 3, 17 through 19 reads, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give them no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul." And one more scripture, Isaiah 62 and 6. "On your walls, O Jerusalem," oh my God, thank you, Lord, "I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest." Thank you, Lord, for the scripture, for the word of God. Let us now go in to prayer. Sabrina, we're ready for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, oh God, for all things, God. And before we ask you for anything, Father, we'll celebrate who you are, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the one that heals. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, the one that goes before us. And Father God, we thank you for being Jehovah Tiskenu, our righteousness. And God, as we gather on this line in prayer, Father, we ask, oh God, to continue to do what you said you would do, oh God, that you will open up windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we have no room to receive. So Father, we come, oh God, in behalf of God of this nation. God, we pray now, oh God, that you would bring this nation, one nation under God. Oh God, bring us back, God. Unify us again, Jesus. God, we come to counsel every assignment of the enemy. Oh God, we come to counsel every assignment, oh God, that has been sent out against, oh God, this nation. Lord, you said, except ye build a house, the laborer that build it is in vain. So Father, we pray now that you build us again. Build us again. Revive us again. Oh God, restore us again. Oh God, anoint us again. Appoint us again, Jesus. Oh God, we know, God, that you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So Father, we pull on your power tonight. We decree and declare that Satan is powerless. We decree and declare, oh God, he has no root, God. We decree and declare, oh God, that we would not submit, neither will we surrender to no other spirit but the spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We bless you tonight, God. We ask that you have your way. Shatter every stronghold. We pull down every stronghold. We pull down everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. We thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we call on your name. We realize, Jesus, if it had not been for you, who was on our side, where will we be? But for the mere fact, oh God, that you let us see another day, it lets us know that you love us. It lets us know that you kept us. It lets us know that you have your hands upon us. So, Father, we pray now that you order our steps. Oh God, you said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by you, and you delighted in our ways. So, Father, we ask you, God, to stretch out in us. Stretch out in us. We're not comfortable, oh God, just leaning on you. But we ask, God, that you stretch out in us. Oh God, make us giant in the spirit, oh God. Make us giant, oh God. Oh God, we counsel the spirit of fear. Everything that will sabotage the anointing, everything that will come against your plan and purpose for our lives, we come against it now by the blood of Jesus Christ, for the blood still works. And so, Father, we plead the blood tonight. We counsel the assignment tonight. Every spirit, oh God, every murdering demon, every demon, oh God, that would try to take out the children, Jesus. You said the children, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, are blessed by the, and they are gifts from you. So keep our babies, Jesus. Shield them and protect them from everything that's not like you. Raise up, God, a remnant that don't mind telling your people that Jesus still reigns, that Jesus still rules. Even, God, if you have to anoint us privately to bless us publicly, do it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, for it is in you that we live and move and have our being. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, in Psalm 61:10, if we open up our mouth, that you would fill it. So, Father, fill us, Jesus. Fill us, God. Fill us with your overflow. Fill us with your anointing that would destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Fill us, Jesus. Let our tongue, God, be like a ready writer. Let us speak as the oracles of God. In the name of Jesus, cause us, oh God, to let our hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cause our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Help us, Jesus. If you help us, Jesus, we'll be helped. In the name of Jesus, teach our, put your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. God, we're living in a day, we're living in an hour where heresy has hit this nation, but we come against the devil. Cause us, God, to be demon chasers. Cause us, God, to be warriors. Cause us, God, to be the horn that you would send your word through. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, because it's because of the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross that the power that we walk in, we understand, Jesus, is not our own, but you have equipped us with the word of God. So let your word, Jesus, do what you sent it to do, for you said, God, it will not return to you void. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for settling your word. God, revive us. Raise up this army. Raise up this remnant. Oh, God, that would decree and declare your word. We thank you, Jesus, for every bishop, every preacher, every teacher, even on fire and Saul. Oh, God, make ways out of no ways, that every time they open up their mouths, there will be power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Loose the bands off your people in the name of Jesus. Cause us, God, to come back to our first love in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, oh God, for what you're going to do in us, through us, and for us. We thank you, Lord, for your word says, God, hallelujah, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will still stand. So, Father, we're standing on your promises tonight. We're standing on your word tonight. Oh, every spirit, oh God, we come against every diabolical demon, oh God, that has tried to take the saints of God out. We come against it tonight. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that Satan is powerless. We decree and declare he has no hold on us. We decree and declare that we belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We come against it now. Every spirit of division, we come against it now. Every spirit of yendio, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, yendio, you said, God, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not fear no evil, for you are with us. So, Father, we depend on you tonight. We trust in you tonight, God. We know, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. So, Father, we asking you tonight to have your way. Show up, God, in the ocean. In the name of Jesus, show up in our churches. Show up in our home, God. Show up in the White House. Hey, Sunday, God, we ask even now that you touch the president, oh God. Touch him in his cabinet. God, let him make the right quality decisions. Father, we said, you said in your word that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you can turn it whithersoever you will. So, Father, we call on to you tonight to turn the hearts of your people back to you, Jesus. Turn the hearts of your people. Send the word, Jesus. Send the word, Jesus. Send the word, Jesus. Send the word, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we depend on your word. We trust in your word. We call on you, Jesus, for you are the word. You are our bread. Hallelujah. You are Babylon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be a Babylon, Jesus. You said you'll be an enemy to our enemies and our adversary to our adversary. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We come against that spirit of heresy. We come against it tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus against it tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For doing it, Jesus. If you did it before, you can do it again. And so, God, we say thank you. We bless you all tonight. We thank you for your word. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you.
We bless your name. Oh God, Emanoro, she corande basia. E canebo shandoro comasia. We declare what your word says, that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because your compassion does not fail, but every morning we get up to brand new mercies. We thank you for the mercies. That favor our nation. Thank you for the mercies on tonight. Thank you that your mercy seated. If you had not been mercy seated, America would have been wiped out long ago. We bless you, oh God, for your graciousness. We bless you for your kindness, oh God, towards us. We don't deserve your mercy, but God, you gave it to us anyway. We wake up to your splendor. To your glory. Your glory has got to be in this earth. I thank you. That you, oh God, have said in your word that I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness I draw you. Thank you, oh God. That it is your loving kindness. That's still drawing us even in a day like today. When we don't deserve it. If your judgment alone was in the earth, oh God, we would not be in existence. But I thank you, oh God, that we're under a dispensation of grace. I thank you, God, your grace, which is sufficient unto us, where your strength has been made perfect in our weakness, in our shortcomings. Every area that we lack as a people, as a nation, even God, as a nation of believers. For your word even declares if the righteous scarcely be saved, where, oh, where shall the sinner man lie? We know that those of us that are the righteousness of God, that we shall scarcely be saved. And so, God, we hold on to your word. That tells us to take heed of ourselves, lest we fall. For if God, we plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus tonight, even on this line. Let your blood prevail. Let your glory rule. Let your glory reign. I God, let it come against every spirit of Konoboshe. Oh God, that hide behind the scenes. But secretly plot our demise. Let the blood shield us, oh God, from the evil plot of wicked men. Arise until every one of your enemies is scattered, until they are destroyed, until they are wiped out. I got every spirit that opposes, oh God, your will in the earth. I God, I thank you on tonight. I God, that your blood is still prevailing, that your power is still ruling, that the anointing is still destroying the yoke. I'm moving in the earth. And you are tearing down strongholds. You are tearing down imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought until it obeys Christ. I pray that our minds come into obedience. I pray that our minds come into divine alignment. I pray we line up with you. I pray, oh God, that we will not continue to pattern ourselves after the world. For we understand that he who is a friend of the world is an enemy to God. God, remind us of what the word of God says. God, that we will not discount your word, oh God. God, let your word be our plumb line. God, let it be what we use to measure our life. God, to measure the standard by which we live. For I do understand that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but your word declares that the end thereof is death. God, I pray, oh God, that we will not lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways we will acknowledge you, and you promise to direct our path. I thank you for directing us. I thank you for leading and guiding us. I thank you for scattering the enemy, oh God, that comes against your people. God, I call on your power and I call on your anointing. God, I need to see your power move. For we do know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord is still raising up a standard against him. God, I thank you for your Spirit, oh God, that is coming against the enemy in this hour. I thank you for your standard that is being raised in this hour. I thank you for your power that is falling fresh. I thank you that there is a fresh outpouring. I thank you, oh God, that there is a fresh anointing. Let the anointing, let the anointing run down. Oh God, and God, let us stand under the anointing. I God, I God, I pray tonight against every restriction in the spirit. I come against those things, oh God. God, that tries to oppose and restrict us as your vessels. God, that you are using in this hour. I pray for every prophetic voice. God, that you are using. God, sharpen us. I am in prayer. Cultivate. God, and mature us. God, and as we hide in the secret place. And God, don't let us do anything but your will. God, remind us that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. And the life that we live now, we live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for us. I thank you, oh God, for that kind of life. A life that has the standard. A life that's rooted in the word. God, I know we're living in a day of compromise. I know we're living in a day, oh God, of a weak gospel. But God, I still believe, God, that you're able to deliver and save. God, from the guttermost to the uttermost. I still believe, oh God, that you're the God that snatches us out of darkness. I still believe, oh God, that your blood has the power to transform our lives. Father, I pray for us, oh God, against these words, oh God, God, that are in the air, God, that's bringing us into a weak life, God, into a life of inconsistency, into a lifestyle, oh God, that does not show that we serve a powerful God. God, the scheme of the enemy and the trick of the enemy, oh God, to get into our ears and make us think we must remain weak. God, that we cannot overcome. God, but Father, I pray tonight against that lying demon. I come against that spirit tonight. God, that wants us to remain in sin. God, that spirit, God, that wants us powerless. That spirit, oh God, God, that wants us to have a form of godliness, but deny the truth. God, I pray tonight, let our eyes be open. God, let our heart be enlightened. I know, God, that you save for real. I know, God, that you deliver for real. God, we're living in a day, oh God, where they want to take our testimony. God, they want to discount your power. They want to discount the power of the Holy Ghost. They want to discount the power of the blood. Hey, but God, I pray tonight. God, we don't have to ask you to make the devil out of a liar, but God, just reveal the lies. Expose his lies. God, because he is a liar. God, I thank you. That the devil is still defeated. God, in every spirit that's assigned with him. God, that dares to creep into our life, that dares to come against us, to bring us into bondage and to make us feel weak. I come against those words tonight, Father. We need a mind washing. We need you to wash our mind, oh God, and refresh us as today and when we first believe. God, that spirit of compromise that's wreaking havoc in the body. God, there is a stinking spirit of compromise. And God, it is defiling. God, the body of Christ. And we pray, oh God, pour out your holy oil upon us. God, pour it out, oh Boshe. God, let us repent. God, forgive us. God, for the things, oh God, that we've come into alignment with. Oh God, in so many ways we are compromised. Who you really are. mercy. I got some have done it for position. Some have just done it for the weakness of flesh. I God, we've done it for many reasons. But Father, tonight I pray, have mercy on us. Oh God, and let us find our way back to truth. I pray, God, put that desire in us. Make us thirst for righteousness. Oh God, let there be a longing for your righteousness, for your word declare they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Father, we trust, God, that when you fill us, God, we'll be able to effect a change in this nation. Oh, God, we can't even begin to imagine what our nation smells like before you. We cannot even begin to imagine, oh, God, what you see when you look at our nation. Oh, God, we can't begin to understand. God, what we do to your heart. God, when you created us, you said that we were good. God, have mercy on us. God, bring us back into a place of true worship. Bring us back into alignment. Bring us back to a place when our heart truly cries out, when we long for you. God, give us back our longing. We want our longing back. We want that that place we used to be, where nothing was right except we came into your presence. God, revive the longing. Revive the appetite for righteousness. Remind us, God, that it was you, oh God, that when we were at a point of breakdown, when we felt like we were going to lose our mind, God, you did what no psychiatrist could do. You did what no medication could do. For many of us, oh God, you were our great physician. You pull every chemical back into a line. For some of us, oh God, with depression, I got tried to take over. I got to call our minds to line up. And God, at that time, we loved you. God, we sought after you. God, because we knew how you were. It was only an awesome God that can do that. But Father, forgive us. But somewhere along the way, we lost our passion for you. We lost our desire and our seeking for our day. God, we don't long for you like that anymore. God, that we'll be the witnesses in the earth that we were created to be, that we would cause God your heart to smile. God, that our affections be set on those things that are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. God, that you'll be our longing place, our desire. God, everything we need, we know it's already in you. Nobody else can give us what we need. Nobody else can do what you can do. And so, God, we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight because we recognize and so, God, we ask you now, hide us. Hide us behind the cross. God, as we lay out in your presence and you work on us, God, go internally and take out the things that don't belong. God, do a spiritual surgery on us. God, do surgery in the spirit. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, and we give your name the glory and the honor tonight. And we know, oh God, that as you work on us, we'll be able, God, to effectively bring change in the earth. Oh God, as you work on us, and we submit and surrender to what you are doing, submit and surrender to your power. We know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our legislation will be affected by our prayers, that our community will be affected by our prayers, our workplace, our family. Oh God, our family members, oh God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Our God, that come seeking us out, oh God, wanting to know this God that we serve. Ah, God, as you flood every community. Ah, God, let there be a mighty flood of the Holy Spirit in our communities. Oh, God, let our communities be overtaken. Ah, God, ah, God, oh, God, we bless you for it now. Oh, God, we thank you for it now. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory. Let's just go ahead and begin to give him praise, saints. Hallelujah. 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 As you just began to open up your mouth, your lines are unmuted.
Oh God, we bless you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, amasi. Oh, God, amasi. Oh, God, when the righteous cry, you hear us. And you deliver us from all of our troubles. Ah, God, thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for your saving power. Ah, God, as we lay down our life,
I God, take us back to the place to where we earnestly lay down our life. For your word declares that there is none of us, God, that has laid down our life for the gospel, and for the sake of the gospel, and have not received in this life and even in the life to come. So, Father, I pray, God, take us back to the place, God, where we make this thing for real, God, take us back to the place, God, when our mind, God, was not infested by so many things. Father, we pray, God, when we had a sincere seek, when we met Jesus all the way, when we said, for God I live and for God I die, God, you are our life, God, there are so many strange things, God, that has crept into the house of God. I got so many spirits, oh God, it's come to bewilder us. It feels like we're in a wild place. It doesn't feel the same. And God, we need you to touch our minds. And God, keep our thoughts on you. We don't want to lose our grip in a day like today. When the body of Christ doesn't look like you anymore. I don't know what's happening with us. But we cry out for ourselves on tonight. We cry out. We make a personal declaration, God. We've got to live for you. Our life has got to look like you. Don't let it the norms of today. We know there are so many things in this hour that are just normal. There are so many things in this hour, God, that are just acceptable. And God, we don't want to get caught up in the normal and the acceptable thing. But God, we want to make sure, oh God, that we are doing what pleases you. We want to make sure, oh God, we can't lose our mind to this world. Help us. Separate us, sanctify us. Keep us near the cross. Keep us believing what we believe. We don't want to become like the church in Galatia who was so easily bewitched. We don't want to be like them, God, who did run well. But God, someone, God, hindered them. Whatever this thing that comes to taint our spirit, whatever this thing is, oh God, that creeps in, and God wants us to give you a lukewarm life, wants us, oh God, to compromise your standard. Father, I pray today, put a spirit of resistance on the inside of us, cause us to push back. Let us push back from the wiles. The schemes of the devil. Help us to push back from his method of operating. That we'll be able to recognize him. That we'll be able to recognize God. Oh God, whatever spirit is before us, because we are marked by your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you that the Holy Ghost is real. God, I thank you, God, that we don't have to give in to popular opinion. We don't have to give in, God, to doctrine of men. Oh, God, I believe some of us have forgotten. Oh, God, that there comes a day, and I believe that we're in this day where there are doctrine of men and doctrines of devils. And God, because they're not doctrines of devils, oh, God, we don't realize that they're doctrine of men, God, conspired by their own imagination. I got things that they are perceived in their own mind, and God, they labeled it as truth. But Father, I pray, God, don't let our souls become snared. I got to the doctrine of men, but I pray, I pray for every leader, God, that dares to stand behind your sacred desk and believe that it belongs to them. I pray for every preacher, every pastor, every leader, that leads your people, and have become Lord over the flock, because you say that they are to shepherd your flock. I pray for their minds, I pray for them in this hour, oh God. I God, that they will remember, God, that they are to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. I pray, God, that their spirit of humility will be restored, oh God, to the leadership. God, that we remind ourselves that we are nothing without you. God, have mercy on us. Help us, oh God, in how we mismanage your affairs. Help us, oh God, and how we lack, oh God, great stewardship, oh God, for the kingdom. God, remind us, oh God, that everything belongs to you and every soul belongs to you. And God, help us to line ourselves. Help us to get into alignment. Help us, oh God, to get on one accord. Help us, oh God. Father, I pray for a pure spirit, a pure heart. God, raise up the prophetic voices in this hour, God. Oh God, that will cause the people to turn back to you. For there is no one God but you. Forgive us, God, for trying to become gods to other people. I pray, oh God, for every leader that feel it necessary to become gods. God, do a sweep, oh God, and wash the minds again. Help, oh God, God, that as we hold up the word of God, it becomes a mirror again. God, that it's just not a message we preach to other people. But God, bring us back to the place that when we lift up that word, it is a mirror again. God, that we're looking into your perfect law. And God, we're seeing our flaws and we're seeing our weaknesses. And that word is washing us. Baptize us again in the word. Wash us again in the word, God. Give us the longing to hear the word of God. God, we need to eat. Some of us are starving from the lack of the word. God, we're preaching it, God, but we're not eating it. God, and our spirit is decaying day by day. And so, God, give us a hunger. Revive the hunger. Revive the appetite, God, that when we read the word, that it satisfies the soul. God, that it heals the mind and that it transforms our life. God, this is my desire. I got to be wrapped up in your word. God, to be so wrapped up, oh God, that I recognize error when I hear it. I recognize, oh God, when it's not you. I recognize when it's emotion and when it's flesh and it's not spirit. Yes, Lord. God, do that for us. Oh God, do it for us. And God, we will give you the glory for it. We'll give you the glory, God. We'll give you the glory, God. All across the nations of this world. Oh, God. Bring us back to the feet of Jesus. Bring us back to the feet, where we are sitting at your feet. Your feet, oh God, becomes our place of rest. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that we will not be tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. Oh God, but the sound that we create,
Hallelujah. The sound, oh God, that we make will be a sound that gets your attention. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Ikoramasia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ikoramasia. Ikananamasia. Norokomasi. Hallelujah. Makoramasi. Oh, yes. Ikemushatanerebesia. It is of the Lord's mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we are not consumed. It's all right to give him worship as we prepare to close. Hallelujah. Just give him the sound of your voice. Just speak well of him. If I can get you right now, just take a few seconds and speak well of the Lord. Speak well of your God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Being the God that you are. The Lord of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your grace and your grace that wakes us up this morning, God. Your grace, God, that wakes us in our right minds, God.
On the head of our enemy,
God, bless your people. Bless. Pour out tonight. Let every home, God, be touched. Let every marriage be touched. That's under the sound of my voice. I pray for every marriage. God, that's on this line. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper. I pray, God, bind them together in the spirit of unity. I put a blood hedge around their marriage. Tie them in the spirit of one, that the enemy will not be able to penetrate. I condone every demonic stronghold that comes against their household. I plead the blood tonight. Everything that's on assignment against their marriage, everything that's on assignment against their home tonight, I curse it by the authority of the Holy Ghost. I command it to wither up. I condone, I see longevity through their marriage. I seek longevity. I seek sound communication. I ask you to revive passion. Revive intimacy. God, and we say that we are blessed. Blessed are we in the city and blessed are we in the field. Blessed, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh God, we are blessed. Let your blessings overtake every person on this line. I pray for unusual favor. I pray for favor, oh God. I got areas, oh God, where it has been hard. And God, the resources have not been enough. Father,
yes,
I pray, oh God, where there are
yes,
no resources, God, that there will become favor. Let your favor replace. God calls men to give unto our bosoms. Call there to be a stirring. Call there, oh God, cause the floodgates to open. God, every area of lack that's been in our homes. God, I pray, oh God, meet the need. Feel every empty place. Feel every empty place in our spirit. Feel every empty place. God, where we have felt weak. Oh Father, I pray tonight. Everyone under the sound of my voice that has felt weak. I got those that have come to a place of despair. God, I pray for another charge in the Holy Ghost. I pray for And God, we give you the glory for now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 We bless him for it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That every need is met. Hallelujah. We shall not be empty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall not lack. Ekorama.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We still believe He rewards faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
God, you reward faithfulness. And we thank you for it. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you tonight for joining us on this line. Tomorrow is midnight prayer. Hallelujah. Come, let's come together
thank
tomorrow
you,
with one mind to break shame. Hallelujah. No will be destroyed as a result of our prayers tonight. Tomorrow night we believe that the yokes are being destroyed, that people that are bound will be made free, and that the Spirit of the Lord is going to rest on the line and rest on us. Hallelujah. Because our heart is to see people made free. And if there are those that are dealing with injustices in our prison system, that the Lord is going to open the prison doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those innocent people that are incarcerated, for those who had unfair sentences, who are doing unusual time. Somebody, you're doing a lot of movement. If you could put your phone on mute. Hallelujah. And for the future, if you're on speaker, you got to keep your phone on mute because it makes a horrible sound on the line. You can't hear it, but we can. It brings a lot of distraction. So you can't put your phone on speaker and be on the prayer line with us and be praying because it's very distorted. It's very distorted, and it makes a lot of noise, and we can't really get connected. So in the future, when you are praying with us, when I open up the lines for you to pray with us, you got to take your phone off speaker. Hallelujah. You got to take your phone off speaker. Otherwise, it's very distracting for everyone else when your phone is on speaker, and we're all praying together. So just wanted you to know because you can't hear it, but we can, and it brings a lot of confusion on the line. Amen. Amen. So we'll meet you all tomorrow night, those who will join us at midnight. God bless you and have a good night.
Good
day.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Amen. Thank you.